messengers from the palace carried news of the decree to all provinces of the empire. Everywhere the Israelites listened in stunned silence as the law of blood was read.
Hear ye, hear ye! By order of Xerxes, king of Persia, all Hebrews dwelling within the boundaries of the empire are to be put to death, young and old, women and children alike. There will be no exceptions. This order to be carried out on the 13th day of the month of Adar. Long life to our wise and noble king!
It's God's judgment upon us. We should have returned to Jerusalem when Cyrus opened the way.
I was born here. Am I to be blamed because my parents chose to remain? I want no part of a God who reasons.
Do not blame God for this misfortune.
Oh, it is not hard for you to be brave. Your life is nearly over. But I am young. I want to live.
We can fight. We're not just going to sit and wait for them to come.
The greatest empire in the world is against us.
Oh, wait. Old Mordecai is coming.
He's wearing sackcloth and ashes.
Even Mordecai is in despair.
Why do you loiter on the streets? You should be home praying for God's guidance and blessing.
We are to be blessed with a quick death by Haman's sword.
Do you doubt the providence of God? The great deliverer of mankind, the Messiah who is to come out of Judah, has not yet appeared. Until this divine purpose is accomplished, our nation cannot be destroyed.
But Haman will not rest until the streets are crimson with Israelite blood.
Is this the first passing of our people through troubled waters? Pharaoh pursued us when we fled from Egypt, and God split the sea. He satisfied our needs for 40 years of desert wandering. At Sinai, he carved in stone with his own finger his eternal law. We are children of a great father. We need not fear. Now return to your homes, and with your loved ones, seek his face.
Then Mordecai took up watch before the palace gate. The sackcloth he wore was a sign to all that the dark hand of doom covered his people. When Esther heard of Mordecai's vigil, she sent for a trusted servant.
Hatak, you are a loyal friend. I must send you on an important mission. No one must learn of it.
I understand, Your Highness.
You will find an old man at the palace gate. Take these silken robes to him. See that he puts them on in place of the sackcloth you will find he is wearing. Then bring him here to me.
It will be done at once.
Give him this message. Say to him, if we would weep with those who weep, we must know the cause of their sorrow. Go quickly, Hatak. Be certain you are not followed.
So Hatak went forth to Mordecai under the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened, and of the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Israelites to destroy them.
All you say, old man, is true. But how shall I convince the great lady of the palace who sent me?
I have a copy of the king's proclamation. Take it to her. Let her read it in the privacy of her own chamber.
So be it, old man.
And one thing more before you go. Charge the lady to go before the king and intercede with him on behalf of my people.
Be bursting with hatred for the Israelite people.
The old man refused to remove the sackcloth, Your Highness. I told him a great lady of the palace had sent him new robes. He answered, I know no great lady, but I remember a little girl who delighted in playing each day on the street of weavers. Does that have meaning for Your Highness?
Oh, yes, Hatak. Much meaning. Return to this Mordecai. Tell him that the ways of Persia are not his ways. Inform him of the law that forbids anyone to enter the king's inner court uninvited, that even I must obey. The penalty is death for the intruder unless the king shows favor by extending his golden scepter. Tell him all this and tell him that I have not seen the king for some 30 days.
At once, my queen.
When Hatak returned, he brought further counsel from Mordecai.
The old man gave me this letter for Your Highness.
You have served me well, Hatak.
Do not think the palace shall be your protection, or that the crown will save your head. You are an Israelite. If our people must die, you will die as well. Therefore, go to the king and intercede with him for the life of our people. Courage, my daughter. Perhaps you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
The queen is troubled?
My heart is heavy for all Israelites in Persia. I must go to the king.
Surely your highness would not consider entering the king's court without a royal summons. Even the queen of queens is not above the tradition and custom of the court. There are many of us within the palace whose hearts would be heavy if the queen endangered her life.
What is one more life when thousands are condemned to die? Tell Mordecai to gather together all of the Israelites in Shushan. Ask them to fast and pray for 3 days. When they have sought God in this matter, I will go in unto the king. It is not according to the law, but perhaps it is according to God's law. Whatever comes of it, I must do it. If I perish, I perish.